Amuri ya Zimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, September the 18th, 2022. I am Thungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the arrest of students from the University of Zimbabwe who were protesting the hiking of tuition fees by the institution yesterday. The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights says 14 or so students are detained at the Avondale police station in Harare, while three female ones are in need of urgent medical attention after they were allegedly assaulted by police. The organization has deployed lawyers to represent the students. The accused include Thelmanzero, Mufaro Vutuza, Owen Mashaba, Tinashe Zanu, Tinotenda Ruzinde, Fletcher Katewere, Lenis Manyasa, Harvard Mtetwa, Natasha Diwayo, Ropafazo Mutangaduro, Fatima Anjike, Tsungai Chitota, Beyond Stema, David Msasa, and Godliness Sabura, according to a list provided by the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. Lichona njani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Namuhla sixoxa ngodaba lokubotshwa lokutshaywa kwabafundi bekolishi le-University of Zimbabwe ngesikhathi betshengisela phezu kokukhwela kwenhlawulo yesikolo izolo. Kubotshwa abafundi abalishumi lasithupha njalo bavalelwe enkambeni Avondale Police Station eHarare. Inhlanganiso yamagqwetha abamelayo eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ithi phakathi kwabafundi laba kulabathathu abesifazana abatshaywe ngamapolisa balimala kakubi. Linhlanganiso ithi abathathu laba badinga ukwelatshwa. Kwaziwayi batereri beStudio 7 na nazi muchirongwa cheLive Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekurohwa uye kusungwa kwevadzidzi vepachikoro cheUniversity of Zimbabwe zvichitevera kuratidzira kwavo nezuro vachichema nekukwidzwa kwemari dzechikoro. Magweta avo esangano reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights anoti vatatu vevadzidzi ava uye vari vanasikana vari kuda kuongororwa nana chiremba mushure mekurohwa zvakaipisisa nemapurisa nezuro. Magweta aya anoti aswera paAvondale Police Station nasi achiedza kuti vadzidzi vese ava vaburitswe musungwa. As their colleagues remain in custody tonight, other University of Zimbabwe students are refusing to back down. Instead, they are vowing more protests until the university reduces the tuition fees, which they say was increased by more than 700%. Here is University of Zimbabwe student leader Lennox Machoko during a press conference in Harare today.
We are going to be submitting the petition to the parliament today compelling this other branch of government to intervene and stop this disaster, which is not in the interest of the entire nation at large. We managed to collect more than 4,000 signatures from the students over this weekend so that our petition can be accepted by Parliament. I carry these signatures with my hand and I wish to see the Parliament to act swiftly so that the students can get back to their learning calendar immediately. As of today, I would like to notify all parents who have their children learning at the University of Zimbabwe to kindly delay making tuition payments which have been proposed by the institution until a new fees structure has been revised.
That was University of Zimbabwe student leader Linox Machoko speaking at a press conference in Harare earlier today. For more on the protests and grievances by students, we are now joined by Zimbabwe National Students Union or ZINASU leader Benon Ncube. Mr. Ncube, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening. I hope I find you well. I'm humbled to be here.
Thank you so much. What's the latest on your colleagues, Mr. Ncube, who were arrested yesterday? The last time we checked this evening, lawyers were still trying to secure their release.
Yes, as it stands, the legal secretary, Comrade Boris Nguti, checked and then they are still there. And they are in high spirits, but of course they are some that need medical attention because they are assaulted by the police, which is very much unfortunate because this was a very peaceful expression. But as it stands, we are really worried about their health and what is happening there. Since we know very well that they try by only to intimidate them so they don't do it again. But we are very much sure that they are going to be released as soon as possible, because if that is not done, we will continue doing what we encourage the security sector to let the students to go.
And tell us more about the new fee structure. How is it like? We only hear, you know, fees have gone up by more than 700% or so. Give us a clear breakdown.
Okay. What has been happening so far is that every semester, our university has attendance has increased in fees. And I would say last semester, we had fees ranging from 60,000 to 90,000 RTGS. And then this time, they are now going from 300,000 to 1 million RTGS. And then that is a very huge increase, given that they haven't changed the terms and conditions of pay. They still come and say you're supposed to have paid your completed your school fees in the first 1 month. And then we are saying, if you have increased by 800%, and how would you expect us to be able to still pay under the same conditions that we were struggling to pay the previous fees before you had increased? So as it stands right now, we have a very big problem, because this is the government that has not even increased salaries for civil servants. And it goes on to demand such money from these civil servants, because they know very well that these learning institutions are made up of people, are made up of children who are parented by civil servants.
And lolu ludubo lwe University of Zimbabwe kuphela yini Ncube, kumbe yiwo wonke nje amakolishi yiyo yodwa yini iyuzethe kweze ifees?
Hayi, sho yodwa sine crisis, kodwa yiyo yokuqala ukuphumela mgceke ngokufaka intawulo le ayifunayo. But siyazi nje ukuthi nawo amanye lawo ayalandela ngoba vele nawo sine problem nawo last semester, ngoba si-NS ukuthi kunabantwana abaningi abadifeyileyo besehluleka ukubhadala lesi school fees atechard year. Kathesi le semester abakakhuphi imali abakufunayo, but izethu yiyo yokuqala ukukhupha and ekugcineni bayalandela. And siyazi ukuthi bonke bazakwenza khona kuyenze yisithi bazakhweza okungenaneo.
Ngokunjalo lingaba lilo hlelo olufanayo yini lokutshengisela kulawa amanye amakolishi alubana ethe azisa ukuthi hayi ngempela lathi sesikhwezile?
Into vela kesifuna ukuyenza thina ukuthi kuthi kuqala khona peyizethu sihle sifake i-presidence yokuthi into enje asiyimiselanga ukuyamukela njengamastudent. So labo sesizethathe izethu eZimbabwe wayenza yinibethu yokuqala ukukhweza isikhwezile. Lathi njengamastudenti akube yiyo yokuqala ezatshengisela ukuthi nxa la abanye laba ngizekufanayo singakwenza njani. Iningizinya yokhu asokulwa, iningizinya yokutshengisela ukuthi asenelisi ukubhadala. So as you see it, which is the Syrians are sitting at, as you see it, the Syrians are sitting in Syria, as you see it, the Syrians are in the ANC. You see that which is one of the nine videos, you see that over you, you see that I'm going to try to see it. And I said, I mean, you see that I got to see you, you know, I'm going to see it.
Thank you there, Mr. Ncube Siyabonga, and please do stay on the line as we bring in human rights lawyer, Mr. Kennedy Masiye. From the great state of Texas here in the United States. Mr. Masiye, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening and thank you for bringing me again to this very important talk.
Thank you. What's your take on the incarceration of these students and the assault of three of them who are female, as reported by their lawyers?
Yeah, the attack on the students is totally unacceptable, and it goes to show the brutal nature of the police in Zimbabwe. And it clearly shows that our police in Zimbabwe don't really have the adequate training in dealing in conflict management. Because you think that, you know, when people are disgruntled, like what these students are right now, with genuine reasons, that they themselves, the police, are also affected by. You think that they would employ other mechanisms or other ways of de-escalating conflict and managing the situation. But we saw that the police actually were the ones who incited the students to then react in the manner that then ensued. So it's quite sad that the police have used excessive force, brutal force on kids. These are kids airing their grievances, and it's quite unacceptable, and it's very much embarrassing that we have a government that does not take care of its own children.
Parizvino vamasiye maporisa asati ataura kuti vadzidzi ava vari kupomerwa mhosva yei. Asi kana tichi kana takatarisa mutemo tichitarisa kuti vakasungwa vachiratidzira, what kind of charges are we looking at here?
Well, on this one, the police, mapurisa anokwanisa kuvacharja ne public violence or inciting public violence. Inova charge iri serious ichitasa criminal code. Vanokwanisa kuvacharja zvekare ne inonzi disorderly conduct, unova futi mutemo uri mu criminal code. But uyu mutemo wokuti mapurisa anongozo charge vanhu because vanenge vachida kuavoida kuda kuaddressa yatingati right yavo iri muconstitution yekudemonstrator. Because kudemonstrata hakurambidziwi, kudemonstrata kurimo mumutemo as long uchingoitwa murunyararo.
And God forbid, but let's say vawanikwa vaine mhosva, zvirango zvacho zvinenge zvakamira sei?
Saka zvirango zvepublic violence zvinoranger between 5 to 10 years depending ne gravity iripo, kana kuti pane kupwanya kwakaitwa here mudziyo, kana kuti pane vanhu vakakuvadzwa here nekuda kwepublic violence yacho. Dzimwe nenguva vanokwanisa kupuwa zvekare mafine, but zvinongoenderana zvekare neinonzi the gravity of the case nezvinenge zvakaitika paitika zvinhu zvakadaro.
Aha, tichitarisa mangwana ndofunga ndokwachaendeswa kumatare. We have seen previously kana pakaitika nyadza kadaro, then vamwe ma students vouya in solidarity poitika mirizhonga futi mapurisa achirwa vanhu. Zvizvo muri kuona zvichiitika mangwana?
Zvatichaona zvichiitika mangwana zvinhu zvatiri kutoona zvichiitika nhasi, because mutemo wagara usingashandiswi zvakaringana. Mutemo unonyanyoshandiswa zvakasimbarara kana wakanangana nevanhu vanenge vachiita senge vari kupikisa hurumende. Tichaona kuti mastudents achaenda zvekare semugwara riri kuendawo vana Honorable Job Scala, rekuti vachaendeswa kucourt, vaenda kucourt vachanyimwa bail, and vanyimwa bail vachatanga kurwira kusungunuwa kwao wachivamu kurimand. Izunu za tukuona shitika, and izunu za tunu zaote isistim ya umende yukuda kuta silence wani wanengo achira tizira.
Thank you there, Kennedy Masi, and don't go away. Now time for a short break. Stay tuned.
Every year, world leaders gather in New York for the annual United Nations General Assembly. Count on VOA to be there, delivering news you can trust on radio, TV, and the web.
Le discours présidentiel aux entretiens en tête-à-tête avec des responsables gouvernementaux de haut niveau, nous vous tiendrons informés des développements importants sur le continent.
Líderes africanos vão abordar tópicos como alterações climáticas, o estado da economia, saúde, iniciativas juvenis e muito mais.
Usikose kufuatilia habari na vipindi maalumu katika lugha 16 tofauti kuhusu kongamano la viongozi moja kwa moja kutoka makao makuu ya Umoja wa Mataifa mjini New York na Washington DC. Tutakuarifu kila tukio.
A free press is essential. VOA Africa.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Lamhlanje kwabasanda kusixhuma izihlobo esithandekayo sikuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Njalo sixoxa ngokubotshwa kwabafundi be-University of Zimbabwe ngesikhathi betshengisela izolo besola likolishi ngokukhweza inhlawulo yemfundo. Bakasungwa badziziwe pa-University of Zimbabwe neZuru kutaura kunoku vari muhusungwa kuAvondale Police Station uyezve vari kutarisirwa kumiswa pamberi pedare mangwana. Ngiphenduke kuwe Mnumzana Ncube, and of course on the show tonight we have human rights lawyer Mr. Kenneth Masie and the NASU leader Benon Ncube. Mphenduke kuwe Ncube, lapha ngikhangele i-fees structure eselupane State University layo ikhwezile impatalo. Mbona i-faculty agriculture sciences lapha ifizi kwele ya ku 285,000 Zimbabwe dollars. Faculty of Engineering 285,000 njalo. Faculty of Commerce okugoqela tourism lezinye inhlelo hospitality 179,750 Zimbabwe dollars. Phansi kwe faculty ye humanities and social sciences 279,750. Then ama diploma kuba agribusiness, GIS, 230,000 Zimbabwe dollars. Liyakhala lithi galiyenelisi limali abazali kabayenelisi ngoba kabasebenzi. Ngokunjalo ubona abanye benu besehluleka ukuya phambili ngezifundo yini ngenxa yalimali begcine be drop out.
Yes. Kuyenzakala lokhu, kumele kuyenzakala ngamasimesa labantu laya. Bakhona abantwana abaningi abalethu besiyoqhubekela phambili. And silokhu sibona kusenzakala ezisimesa, okutho ukuthi nxa ilokhu siqhubekela seyikhwela isiya phambili, kuyaqhubeka futhi siba labantwana besiyoqhubekela phambili ngokufunda. Okungishintsha ubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi every time lapho nxa ikhwela siyakhuluma sibatshele abeministi bezilalela bezemfundo ukuthi le mali leke liyicela lezi asenelile. Phakathi kwabantwana abangu-200 abangu-40 bazabesiyayiqhubekela phambili, but abaphenduli. Indlela abaphendula ngayo kukhweza futhi kwisimesa leza. So kutho ukuthi nxabe izithi lasimesa kula bantwana abade besesiyayiqhubekela phambili, kutho ukuthi kathesi baba baningi ngoba i-problem le ayikalungisa. Kwakuisethi isiyenze yapha wesi nokukhweza i-school fees. So sine-crisis vele sikhangelela kathesi. Ngingatsho sithi xa siqala kumnyaka wokuqala sine-1 sine-200 isiyafika ku-42 sesiku-100 something. Sihamba sileke siluza abantwana alenziweyo sithatha entshinini. Kusho izinzi ukuthi manje la yezi indawo zokufunda lezi ama-university lawa ama-college umsebenzi wawo singowani manje ngenxa yokuthi ayefikela ukugcina abantwana ukuthi bafunde, but wona ayabafisa bonke la abazayo ukuthi bazodinga ukufunda. Kungcono nje siwavale phela sesenze njengoba ama-supermarket, ngoba nxa besesiyokufundisa abantwana asa-akheleni ngakunjani, ngoba kahulumende phela asengesengesikhohlwe ukuthi izinto zikahulumende lezi nguhulumende uyakwazi into omele yenza. Angeke siphinde sisimele eminye umuntu ongazi ukuthi uhamba njani emomoyeni izini njani. Hayi, uhulumende uyazi umomoyeni, uyazi i-budget surplus, uyazi i-budget leyo ayicelayo, uyazi i-budget leyo athi singayivikeni imali ngakho, uyayazi i-budget athi kule surplus. Angabuyi ezocela imali eningi ebazalini kumastudent ena esazi ukuthi i-salary abayicelile kakaba yini.
We tried but failed to get somebody to comment from the University of Zimbabwe. Students are no one kwachi shaya mari o uyezwe o taza kuendera mberi ne zvidzidzo.
Yeah, ndinoona senge zvingatoite vakuru kuzet inyaya yekuti vasangane nemastudents vanzwe zvichemo zvavo because zvichemo zvavo makazvitarisa zviri very reasonable and kukwidza fees ne more than 500% zvinhu zvatingati nechirungu zvinoita induce a sense of shock yekuti nangwe zvake munhu hapana munhu angambokwidzira even salary yake ne 500%. And uyezve pane zvimwe zvinhu zvataona zvichiitika kuUZET zvokuti dzimwe nenguva UZET inowanzoda kushandiswa nemapato ezvinotonga. Last week chaiyo chaiyo takaona mabhazi eUZET achishandiswa kumarali akaitwa kunana Chitungwiza uko. Zvinhu zvokuti maresources yayo anofanira kuva achichanelewa kuvana vechikoro paUZET ipapapa anenge achienda asiri accounted for. And zvichitarisa zvekare kuti mamansi apfuura aya nemabhudget akaiswa navo mutuninyuwe UZET yakawana mabillions of dollars. I think yakapuwa over a billion dollars towards the UZET charter. Saka imari izvozvo dzekuti kana mastudents akudemonstrata kudai so ekuti vave vari vanhu vanoinza mafigures ayo pajekerere zvokuti paite transparency nemastudents. Kana pachizokwidzwa fees inofanira kuva ichikwidzwa zvinenge zvichiwisiwa nemastudents aripo, noti kuti vave neprocedure inenge iri shrouded in secrecy yekuti kana zvinhu zvazodai so vanhu avahwisisi vanenge vachingoti mari yakadyiwa uyezve vanenge vachialeja nyaya yecorruption inenge ichiitika paUZET ipapo.
Mr. Ncube, ngize kuwe, alubana belalele abamanye amakolishi lamanyuvesi elizweni lonke jikelele kuyini ongathanda ukukutsho kubo ngendaba yamafees?
Kulungisisa the problem that we have of increase because so that siphongihlala kubukele itafula eceleni kwakho ungasela muntu obehleli kuyo lathinedawo ehluleka ubhadala i-school fees, ugcine siqeda ungasela abangani bakho wafunda nabo esanzi ukuthi sifiso kesikhona but behlule imali. Imali yokumele imthethe ufakwe ngumuntu onguye ngumnikazi wesikolo onguye ngu-chancellor o-university but ethule. So lapha thina sithi sikhona sizabe sizakulungisisa, sizabamela nalaba abotshileyo sasa nxa bengaphumanga sizazama ukutshengisela amanye ama-students ukuthi nxa bavalela into zesikole sizasuka uma sifike khona and we're going to defend, we're going to stand up for them until something happens because this is an issue of learning. It's not a fight against the government, it's not a fight against the political party, but a fight to protect the dignity and the dignity of education and the dignity of the students in these learning institutions. And there's nothing that can stop us when the community. Nothing is wrong when I would say that we're going to come in and stand up for us because there's all left in the all left with ourselves to defend, and we have to do that. We don't have a choice. I still am in Indiana, the defender, and the one Kamala Lele Yamaki and Kala and Naka, and the other one is here, and the Kamala Amala and Lawa's eye. It's so much of a crazy time. But in a man, we are ready, we are going to deliver whatever means by any means necessary, whatever has to be done to protect the education, we will do it. And we started to do it, and the process continues until education is safe.
Mangwana vanhuve muri kuti vanhu vano muri kukoka vanhu kuti vaende kumatare yapo pachange pachimiswa vamwe venyu kumatare dzimoswa asi amuoni izvi zvichikonzera nyonga nyonga here kana kuti vamwe venyu vazosungwa futi nekuti mapurisa we have seen them in action before mukauya mukazara vanhu pane vamwe vanogona kusungwa futi mangwana. Is that not a concern?
It is an area of concern, and we are going to deal with it in a way that is not going to give them a reason to take out a flight in this job. But what we are going to, what we promise you is that we achieve a red given, than as I'm already ready to quote that if I'm a worker. Negative people. So if you need to quote a rapper girl, can I tell you that you are Iowa issue, it's going to be determined by my students, because it's good to know that you are going to be able to do and the activity and the patriot, the Akaiba, but it's not the TV, which is our only good TV. So, we are going to be, we are going to make sure that our fellow students are not feeling left alone, and we are not going to put the rest of the students at the risk of ungovernable safety, security, and safety again. But we are going to make sure that they feel that we are going to find any means necessary. Mm. And tomorrow, people are going to be safe. We are going to ensure that. That will be there.
Uh-huh. And the show is never adequate without the input from you, our listeners and viewers. Now, let's hear what you have to say. Good evening, caller, and welcome to Live Talk. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yebo, kunjani, Magadi.
Kunjani, Magadi.
Tiripo, Edu. Nguba zafamba, tipe ufungwa zenyu.
Tukona so kuti kana university yose ikabatana chaiko kana kubatana chaiko panoda kubatana papa ndikuti vamwe vadzokere kumashure kana kudii vanotongouya in full force chete tukona kuti vangasunga university yose here tikona kubatana dai nyika yose yabatana sezvizvi zvinyangwe nyika dzese dzani PF yaibva.
Ko muchaenda kumatare here mangwana kana kuti
isu tiri vatigiredi vepasocial media tinenge tisikoedu tiri kuout of Zimbabwe but shungu dzedu dzinotongorwadzawo nevakomana vedu vekunyika kunoku vari kunzi chikoro chakubhadhariswa still and unoona kana school fees iri kunyanya kukwidza zvokudero then wapedza wapedza wati wava nemadiploma ako zvose wava nechi everything basa racho hauri wani futi imagine unotengesa mombe kuti uinde kuchikoro vanokutengesera mombe kuti uinde chikoro but after wapedza chikoro mwaya kuenda basa mari yacho yava kuhora haikwanisi kutenga mombe futi kuti uhe this. What's the meaning of that?
Mm-hmm.
And the Bifana situation, Mona and Mani writers on Kutuka and Ambassa, Ukam Kawanabasa, Mario Panisa, Urukuana, Payako, Wapita, Shukura, Panisa, Kutu, Yafanango, very free education. So after Wapita, Shukura, Unabasa, Urukuan. Imagine Joseph Kabaku Zimbabwe, Kutakasi, Mambas, Ivani Marin, Gadi Pamutima, teacher Manisu Zimbabwe, Kuma Police, but Takato, because you see Armunum South Africa, Russian construction. Hello, I'm Maria Kadarga, a teacher of Zimbabwe. What's the meaning of this?
Anopu, Amari.
Ani? Kunoku?
Eh.
Ani, I'm construction.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, in Japan, I'm 7,000 a month.
Saka, mruku, wana, rina, ani, kuto, uya, ku South Africa, kuzo, isanda, ku construction, dan, kuita, murairis, ku Zimbabwe.
Yeah, so much data. No, we are not only.
We are not only.
Yeah, in now I would like to urge my police kuti use restraint, especially panengo achita kwoma demonstrations there. And also I would like to urge even the courts to also look at the circumstances of the students. These are students, these are kids who are grieved, and when it comes to issues of bail, they should not be treated like any ordinary criminal, and they should lean on the side of liberty.
Thank you there, and that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank Our guests are Benon Ncube, leader of ZINASU, and human rights lawyer, Mr. Kennedy Masie. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. I am Tungamili Nkomo in Washington. Good night, Zimbabwe.